Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a clean vocal and turn it into something tight, dark, and properly textured for 90s-inspired jungle and old-school DNB. Not pop-polished, not shiny, not floating on top of the track. We want it to behave like part of the rhythm section. Think chopped phrase, haunted sample, rave weapon, that kind of energy. The big mindset shift here is simple. Don't treat the vocal like one long lead performance. Think in layers, a main chop, a degraded shadow copy, and a rhythmic effects layer. That's where the character comes from, and it's also how you stop the mix from getting cluttered. So let's start with the source. Pick a vocal that already has attitude. Spoken word phrases work great. Rough ad-libs, short chat lines, one-liners, half-sung and half-shouted takes. What usually works less well is a super polished pop vocal or a long melodic line drenched in natural reverb. For this style, the best starting point is often a dry, mono vocal with a bit of grit already in it. Once you've got it in Ableton, rename the track right away. Something like vocal lead, vocal texture, and vocal effects. That sounds basic, but trust me, once you start layering and resampling, clear organization saves your life. Now the most important part early on, warp it tightly to the break. In jungle and DNB, the vocal should feel locked into the groove. Open the clip, turn on warp, and choose your mode based on the source. Beats works well for short rhythmic phrases and chopped vocals. Complex Pro is better if you need to preserve the natural character of a longer phrase. Tones can be useful for more monotone spoken material. If the vocal is too long, don't force it to stay long. Chop it. Cut it into micro slices if needed. One word, one syllable, one breath, even one consonant hit. In this style, that can sound way more effective than a full phrase. A tight chopped vocal becomes percussive. It starts acting like an extra drum element. And pay attention to placement. At 170 to 174 BPM, you want the vocal landing with intent. Put it ahead of a snare, before the drop, or in the space between kick and break hits. Don't let it drift lazily behind the drums unless you specifically want that pushed back feel. Next, clean the low end aggressively. Insert EQ 8 first in the chain and high pass the vocal so it's not fighting the sub. A good starting point is somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, depending on the voice. Lower for a deeper voice, higher for a lighter one. If it's muddy, dip around 200 to 400 Hz. If it sounds boxy, check 500 to 800. If it's getting harsh, tame somewhere in the 2 to 5 kHz range. And if the vocal is too bright for the vibe, gently roll off some top end above 8 to 12 kHz. This is very important in DNB. The vocal should live above the sub. Not in it. The sub belongs to the kick, the bass, and the low-end weight of the track. The vocals should sit in the pocket without clouding it. Now let's control the dynamics. Use compressor or glue compressor to keep the vocal consistent and confident. With compressor, try a ratio around 3:1 to 5:1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. That keeps the transients alive but evens out the phrase. If you want a more sampled, glued together feel, use glue compressor instead. A fast attack, auto release, and a little soft clipping can really help it feel like a classic jungle sample. And here's a good teacher tip. If some words are way louder than others, do clip gain first. Bring down the shouts, lift the weak syllables, then compress. That's how you get tighter control without overworking the compressor. Now for grit. This is where the vocal starts feeling like it belongs in a darker, older record. Add saturator, roar, overdrive, dynamic tube, or redux. For a clean but dense sound, saturator is a great starting point. Drive it a few dB, turn on soft clip, and level match the output carefully. If you want a more modern dark texture, roar can do a lot with subtle drive and a careful tone shape. And if you want that rough, primitive sampler kind of grime, redux is excellent. Just use it lightly. A little bit of bit reduction or sample rate reduction goes a long way. We're going for tension and dust, not total destruction. After that, shape the tone with filtering. Use auto filter or EQ 8 again. Old school dark vocals often feel band limited, not wide open and hi-fi. A low pass around 8 to 12 kHz can make the whole thing feel moodier. If you want a more haunting, narrow tone, a slightly resonant band pass can work too. And this is a great spot to automate movement into the drop. Open the filter a little as the section builds, then tighten it back down. Now let's build the shadow layer. Duplicate the vocal track or make an effect rack and create a second version that sits behind the main one. This layer should feel like the ghost behind the vocal. Start with EQ 8, high pass it around 200 to 300 Hz, low pass it somewhere between 5 and 8 kHz, then add saturation or roar, hybrid reverb, echo or reverb, and maybe grain delay or redux if you want extra smoke. Keep this layer lower in volume than the lead. More wet, wider stereo, less intelligible. It's not supposed to compete with the main vocal. It's there to add dread, depth, and that eerie atmosphere jungle does so well. Now, a quick note on reverb. In this style, reverb is a weapon, not a wash. You want short, dark, controlled space. Hybrid reverb or reverb on ascend is usually the move. Try decay around 0.8 to 2.2 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds, low cut above 200 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Use a plate or a small room rather than a huge bright hall. If the reverb starts clouding the kick, snare, or bass, put an EQ8 after the reverb return and tighten it up. Delay is often even more useful than long reverb in jungle and DNB. Echo is perfect for this. Sync it to the tempo. Try 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 note delays. Heap feedback around 15-35% and darken the repeats. Use it at the end of vocal phrases, before a drop, or as a call and response tail. Automation is key here. Bring it in only where it matters so the arrangement stays powerful and uncluttered. Here's where things get really jungle friendly. Turn the vocal into a playable instrument with Simpler. Drag the vocal into Simpler. Switch to slice mode if you want chopped phrasing, or classic mode if you want to play it melodically from MIDI. Map the slices to notes and start treating them like an instrument. Short stabs on offbeats, little stutters before a snare, phrase fragments answering the break. That's old school energy right there. And don't forget motion. Automate filter cutoff, reverb send, delay feedback, saturation drive, volume, and stereo width. Make the vocal evolve across the arrangement. Maybe the intro starts filtered and ghostly, the build gets a bit drier and tighter, then the drop hits with chopped phrases in the gaps between the snare and bass. Then in the breakdown, let the tail stretch out again before snapping hard back into the drums. Another really important move is sidechaining or ducking. You don't want the vocal fighting the break or the bass. If the mix gets cloudy, sidechain the reverb return more aggressively than the vocal itself. That usually cleans things up fast. The lead vocal should stay fairly present. The shadow layer can duck a bit more, and the effect returns can breathe around the drums. Stereo discipline matters too. The main vocal should usually stay centered or fairly narrow. The shadow layer and returns can be wider. Always check mono compatibility. If the vocal only sounds exciting when it's wide, it probably depends too much on the effects. The core idea has to work on its own. Let's talk about a few common mistakes, because these come up a lot. First, making the vocal too bright. That can kill the dark mood instantly. Second, using too much reverb, which smears the groove. Third, leaving too much low end in the vocal, which fights the sub. Fourth, not chopping enough. Long continuous phrases can feel too modern or too mainstream for this style. And fifth, overprocessing everything at once. If every layer is saturated, reverbed, delayed, and modulated, nothing has identity anymore. Keep one layer as the lead and let the others support it. A couple of advanced moves worth trying. 1. Do a two-stage warp. Warp the original tightly, resample it, then warp the resample again in a different mode. That can add a handled, sample-based feel. 2. Try parallel pitch contrast. Duplicate the vocal and pitch one copy down for menace, or up for tension, then blend it quietly behind the main. 3. Shift the formants subtly on a shadow copy if the source feels too modern or too recognizable. That can create this uneasy, altered character effect without ruining the main vocal. And if you want a really classic jungle trick, use reversed ghosts. Reverse a tiny piece of the phrase, put some reverb or delay on it, print it, and bring it back into the arrangement as a lead-in. That inhale-like motion before the hit sounds amazing in darker breaks. For arrangement, think in terms of negative space. Don't keep the vocal active all the time. In the intro, maybe you only hear fragments, a breath, a consonant, a filtered tail. In the pre-drop, increase density every couple of bars. One hit, then two hits, then a stutter, then silence before the drop. In the drop, use the vocal sparingly so it hits harder. In the breakdown, go wider, wetter, more filtered, then snap it back dry and tight when the drums return. That contrast is what sells the drama. Here's a solid mini exercise. Take a 1-2 second vocal phrase. Warp it tightly to your project tempo. High pass it with EQ8. Add glue compressor for punch. Add saturator for grit. Send a little signal to a dark hybrid reverb return. Duplicate it and build a shadow layer with low pass, delay, and more reverb. Then chop the phrase into 3-5 micro slices and place them across 16 bars. One hit in bar 1, a response in bar 4, a chopped fill in bar 8, and a turnaround in bar 16. Automate the filter opening into the drop. If you want the extra challenge, resample the processed vocal and load it into Simpler, so you can play it like a hook from MIDI. So the recap is this: tighten the timing, strip out the low end, compress for control, add grit with saturation or lo-fi processing, use short dark space, chop and resample, and place the vocal strategically in the arrangement. The core idea is simple but powerful. Treat the vocal like part of the rhythm section, not just a singer on top of the track. If you make it short, dark, and groove-locked, it instantly starts speaking the language of jungle and old-school DNB. If you want, I can turn this into a specific Ableton effect chain next, or build a bar-by-bar 174 BPM arrangement example for you.